You're listening to Jim and Danny in the morning on Channel 94.2. I jab the snooze button to silence the cheery morning jingle of the local radio station. I'm probably the only person on the planet who still uses a traditional alarm clock, but I can't get out of bed this early without Jim and Danny. I hit snooze 3 more times with my phone an inch from my face, scrolling through Instagram between the 3rd and 4th, living vicariously through the people of Instagram and their never-ending vacations. Work is about as enticing as a prison sentence, but it has to be done, so I put aside my phone to get ready. Our plain bedroom comes into focus when I shove my glasses on my face. Dragging my heavy legs over the side of the bed to stand up, I stare sleepily into my side of the closet at a tightly packed jumble of clothing that all looks the same to my half-closed eyes. Another yawn stretches my face, making my head throb. My morning routine is sluggish, but turns into a lively race against the clock when I realise how much time I've wasted, and I almost forget to yank a frozen entree out of the freezer in my hurried dash out the door. Squinting against the blinding sun, I climb into my car, apathetic towards the splendour of another sunny San Diego day. I make the short drive, clenching my jaw against a multitude of yawns. The office walls assault me with a particularly oppressive olive-green hue as I make my way through a labyrinth of cubicles. Narrow slivers of floor-to-ceiling windows sporadically break up the drab, textured walls. The place purrs to life as those of us who start at 7 a.m. are settling in and getting down to business. I try to get our insured on the phone to do a recorded statement about an accident that happened 6 months ago. I leave another long-winded message about how important it is for her to call us back. It's a condition of her policy. Blah, blah, blah. The claimant, Mr. Reeves, is going to call me like he does every day to ask if I got a hold of my insured and when can he take his car in for repairs. The phone immediately rings again as soon as I hang up, as if on cue.
Claims, this is Alexis.
Can I help you?
No, Mr. Reeves, I was unable to reach the insured party.
No, Mr. Reeves, I don't know when you'll be able to repair your car. Mr. Reeves sputters on about incompetence and the worst experience he has ever had before demanding to speak to my supervisor. I transfer him, staring stonily at my phone that once again demands answering.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Daniels, but your rental car insurance only extends for up to 5 days after you've received an offer on your total loss.
I'm a robot who looks like a person and repeats the same words over and over again, all day long. I'm programmed to know all forthcoming objections, and my mouth is already formulating the response.
We apologise, but we are unable to extend your rental for the length of time it takes you to find a new car. Your policy indicates that we are only obligated to...
Click. She hung up. Within seconds, it rings again.
Hey, Alexis, what do you want to do for lunch?
My cubicle mate Sarah asks in a loud whisper. I hold up my index finger, pointing it at my head to indicate I'm on the phone. I spend the next 20 minutes explaining to a policyholder what to expect after he fell asleep at the wheel and rear-ended another car on the freeway, causing it to flip. He's lucky the other party isn't claiming any injuries. The people who get tapped in the rear at 5 miles per hour in the parking lot are always injured, while the ones who are in the rollovers say they are just fine. By the time I finish with my phone conversation, Sarah is in the middle of a heated debate with someone who can't understand why we won't buy him a brand new car.